Can people hear me in the back at this volume?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be hard for me to keep it up, but I'll try. Each place I go to, there's always something about the setting and the venue that I kind of have to sort out. And so before I begin anything, I just want to say that when we do our meditation sittings, we can spread out more. So you don't have to remain in your chairs. You could go into the back. You could, you know, maybe sit on the floor. Unfortunately, there aren't any cushions. So we're going to have to make do with what we can use for support if you didn't bring anything. That's about right.
Yes, and of course, at lunchtime there is the chapel there. We're free to use the chapel, and we can go out in the garden if you want to find quiet space.
Okay. So give me a moment here. The schedule is going to be periods of meditation sitting and my giving a talk. So please turn off your cell phones if you can, your mobiles. I'm going to do that for mine. We will have lunch around 1 o'clock, so just letting you know that, and we will take an hour break for lunch. So people who go out to eat, you know, you won't need to feel rushed. And after lunch, when we come back, we're just going to come back and have a meditation sitting instead of a talk. So if you're running a bit late or something, you can just come in and join the meditation sitting quietly. And if you're early, you can just come in and start meditating earlier. So it works out the best for this kind of situation. Usually I try to get to know everybody's name, but it's not going to be possible today. But when you do ask a question or anything, please, you know, include your name if you can. You know, it would help me. And we are recording this, so if there's anything that you say that you don't want anyone else to hear ever, let us know. Sometimes you don't know that until after the fact. So if that's the case, you could let Mike know, hopefully, you know, we could find it and delete it. But rarely does that happen. So where to begin? When it comes to impressions, before I got here, I thought it was going to be a nice hall with meditation cushions and we would just kind of sit. But now everyone's lined up in chairs and expecting me to talk. So I would like to just say a few words before we do sit. And I'm going to say probably more than I usually say before meditation sitting. But what I would like to begin with is that I really do believe that our meditation practice is more or less our own path, that it is informed by our own experience of meditating. And that's one of the definitions of meditation that I would actually use and rely on, that your subjective experience of meditation really defines what meditation is. And instead of thinking that there's a particular technique or method that you need to do all the time, to consider that you might go through various techniques and methods in your life, and you might find some things for a period of time work very well and other things maybe not so well, that your practice is dynamic and in flux just as your mind is that way, and that things will have to change. And when I look at meditation practice for people, I see that there are a way that certain instructions or certain practices meet people at the right time, and there are times when the instructions and practices don't meet exactly at that time. But later on, maybe they do, maybe they work. And just to consider around some of what I'll present today is that, well, it might not meet you at this time, or it may, I have no idea. But to see, well, there, I hope that you'll find something of use in looking at your meditation practice and just how you develop as a meditator. To me, meditation is also a very loosely, how do you say, more open kind of practice. It's not a practice that at first, I believe, needs to be rigid and very disciplined. So those of you who have had more disciplined practices might find what I teach to be rather loose and maybe a bit challenging or different on account of that. But my basic orientation to meditation really is that it's a place that we can sit with anything that comes up. You know, that whatever arises within you during a meditation sitting, to be able to sit with that, you know, whether it's anxiety, grief, long trains of planning and fantasy, drowsiness, joy, peace, being aware of the breath or not, you know, that whatever is going on in your meditation practice, once you decide to sit down in meditation, what I suggest is to see that that is meditating, even if it doesn't look like it. Because something has happened when you've decided to sit. When you've adopted a posture, closed your eyes, or have an intention to begin a meditation sitting, you've actually set the stage for things to happen in a different way. And so that's another definition of meditation that I would actually rely on, that meditation is what happens when you intend to meditate. So just having that intention is going to change your experience. And especially when it comes to looking at thoughts and emotions. When we are not meditating and we have our mind going here and there, we may find, especially say when we're working or talking to people, that, you know, we have to get it to slow down or stop, or there's things we can't say. Or if a feeling or memory comes to us during the day and we'd like to look at it more, we may feel, well, I can't do that now. I must do it later. So that we often experience our thoughts and feelings at times as things that we may have to push aside to do other things. And then when we meditate, you know, do we continue to push that aside or let it in? And most meditation practices start with people learning ways, I believe, how to push their thoughts and emotions aside, to shift their attention more to their body and to their breath. But the way I see it really is meditation is a place where you can stop pushing things aside and let them come in, to let the whatever is going on with you come into your sitting. And you'll find, I believe, that if you do that, there's a way that you are authentically with yourself, the way that you are, you're kind of knowing yourself in a very close, intimate, private way, a way you don't have to talk to people about, a way that you can just kind of stay with your own feelings and memories and go with them. And that the intention to meditate is one where even if we do indulge in certain kinds of thoughts and fantasies, I hope we know that we're doing it with the intention to understand that, to learn from it, not to just get carried away by it and have it, you know, change things in our lives in a way that we don't really want to. Instead, what I mean is, how do we kind of trust that we have a meditative process, something that's working inside of us, that really does allow us to be with thoughts and feelings longer and more intensely than we have before. So in this kind of approach, though, there's also a real acknowledgement that some things that are going on or some things that our mind does really are overwhelming. It can feel like it gets out of control. So instead of feeling like, well, I have to sit through everything, I have to, you know, go through some more, this distress or anxiety until it's over, No, you may just sit with it until you feel, you know, you can't tolerate it anymore, or you know that it's not good for you to sit with any more of it. And then I suggest that you bring your attention away from it. But when you do that, you may find that bringing your attention away could just be temporary, like attention to your breath or your body, and then allow the thoughts and feelings to go on again, is going to help you develop a greater tolerance, greater acceptance over time of those experiences. So it's not about trying to find another place to be instead of with whatever you're feeling or thinking. It's a way, how do you, to be with that side of your experience. And my belief is that when people meditate in this way, thoughts and feelings become less of a distraction and problem in your sitting, and more an area of interest, that you can actually sit with different things going on. But along those lines, too, is that, you know, meditation also has to do with how we treat ourselves when we meditate. If we're treating ourselves kind of in a harsh, critical way, what I really suggest is to start to be kind and friendly to that harshness and criticism. And when you have certain thoughts and feelings that you might not want to be experiencing, or a certain way of talking about things or thinking, you know, just to be kinder to that voice, not to try to push it away or attack it or shut it up, but to, you know, listen a little, take it in. And you may find that without adding conflict into your inner experience, there'll be less struggle, there'll be less internal turmoil. So an important part of this kind of practice is really to get a sense of a quality of being kind and gentle with yourself as you sit. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to be able to sit with some of the things that will come up inside of us. So the beginning instructions I give really have to do with sitting in a comfortable posture or lying down and being aware of your hands touching each other, or your hands touching your legs, or your feet against the ground, or your rear against the cushion. And in doing that, not to try to hold your attention on your body, but allow whatever you're thinking about and feeling to come into it. So you're not trying to do it so that you're only aware of your body. You're just trying to have develop some kind of grounding so that your mind can come back to the body. So in this kind of approach, people might sit, you know, and have their thoughts go on for much longer than in other practices. But like I said, if you need to, come back to the body. And also, you, of course, have permission to do other practices. There's nothing here that I'm trying to say that you just must meditate in the way that I'm teaching. I'm only asking you to try it out, to experiment. But if you feel like at times you're drawn to another practice you've done or been doing, or you'd like to try something new that you've read about or thought about, you can do that. Because another thing I believe about meditation is that we really do need to have choice. That when we can make choices about what we're going to do and how we're going to be in our sittings at different times, there's a certain kind of I think greater sense of responsibility and connectedness and ownership around the whole process of meditating. So that will be you know, something that will come up to you. So don't be concerned if or you know, if you have thoughts about, well, am I doing it right or wrong? Just notice that those you're having those thoughts. That's just enough. Because there's just the way that you're meditating. There's just what you're experiencing. So I'd like for us to meditate for half an hour. And if we could kind of quietly, you know, take a couple minutes and just find positions, you know.